And we're continuing putting the brakes on diabetes. It's like the air brakes on diabetes. Like, whoosh, you know, the whoosh, that kind of a thing. Because let's face it, what's going on here with Omada and In the Cab Radio and Renegade Radio Nashville is just outstanding, man. The response that we're getting, the things that are happening along the way, and it's just like, I can't even tell you, people talking about it back and forth. It's just, I'm amazed. And we have a really great person that we had the opportunity to talk to on the opening show just a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely.
And she's back because, hey, we couldn't get enough of her the first time. So, Bill?
Yeah, this is Natalie Blum. She's a manager of prevention for the American Association of Diabetes Educators, and we're working jointly with the Healthy Trucking Association on the CDC 1705 Diabetes Prevention Project. Welcome again, Natalie.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on the show again. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you're our radio star now, so we got to have you on all the time. I mean, you know, you're probably going to become more popular than Bill and I combined. You
Absolutely.
Know? Because everybody's saying, we want to hear Natalie again, and I can't blame them.
Well, we got a lot of questions, and one of the questions was to please revisit what is prediabetes and generally why is it so important?
Sure. So prediabetes means that your blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not yet high enough to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. If you are identified with having prediabetes, the long-term damage of diabetes might already be starting, which can be scary because it can cause issues to your heart, your blood vessels, and kidneys. For those that do have prediabetes, you can prevent or at least delay type 2 diabetes by eating healthier foods, incorporating physical activity into your daily routine, and maintaining a healthy weight. So we're asking individuals to make small changes every day, not making these drastic changes all at once, but taking the time to make small changes each day to help bring your blood sugars down and back to normal.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, tell us who's at risk for prediabetes.
So really, anyone can be at risk for having or developing prediabetes, but some factors can actually increase someone's risk even more so. So things that you should be asking yourself are you overweight? Are you over the age of 45? Does type 2 diabetes run in your family? So do you have a parent or sibling that has been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes? How often are you physically active? Is it fewer than 3 times per week? That can actually put you at increased risk for developing prediabetes. And then also, someone's racial or ethnic background can play a big factor. So for someone that's African American, Hispanic or Latino, American Indians, that also puts you at higher risk. Also, one's occupation plays a huge factor, which makes truck drivers an extremely high risk factor for developing prediabetes and type 2. You're having to deal with things such as stress. It might be hard to find healthy options while you're on the road, and you can be inactive for long periods of time. So it's really important that individuals are aware of what prediabetes is and that they're taking the action steps now to prevent or delay developing type 2 diabetes.
Absolutely. And, you know, a truck driver, it takes a lot of character to do that because you've got all of the things you just mentioned and things that affect their immune system, like continued exposure to diesel fumes, temperature changes, and then fluids, man. You don't want to drink enough fluids like you do because you have to stop. And I'll tell you a good note. Later in the show, we're going to have a driver advocate who's been on the program 2 months, Rod Wilsford. He's an over-the-road driver, a great guy. And he just told us he's lost 20 pounds in the 2 months that he's been on the program.
Yeah, really, man. That's amazing.
Amazing.
And he is so fired up about the whole program that he's just like, he cannot say enough nice things about it, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And he's going to make a trip to Nashville, so you need to come up and meet him as well, Natalie.
That's right. Well, you come up to Nashville, and we'll have Rod come up to Nashville, and we'll have, like, an Omada party. How's that?
I'm ready.
Okay, and we can bring everybody else from Omada
up,
too.
And, Billy, you bring up a really good point about the truck drivers. You're at a greater chance to form many of the chronic diseases and health conditions, such as heart disease, hypertension, and obesity, compared to the average U.S. working adult. So it's even more important that we're building awareness around what prediabetes is and what we can do to try and stop it from developing type 2 diabetes.
So the truck drivers are really at a greater risk than most of the population.
That's right.
Well, Rod's a good example. He also told us he's feeling healthier, and he's only been on the program 2 months. He wants to get more and more involved. He's interfacing with his health coach. So we're just real proud of Rod getting in it, and we want to get all of our drivers involved in this program. And
absolutely.
Remember.
Yeah, that's right. If you text HTAA to 444-999, you will get all the information texted directly to your phone. And so when you have a moment or you're in a safe place and you want to go through it, it'll take a few minutes to take a look at it, and then it'll take less time for you to even sign up if you want to do that. And remember one thing. There is absolutely, positively, no cost. Zero. Nada. Nine. Whatever you want to say, whatever language you want to say it in. Zero. Okay? And that's, you know, that's, to me, it's, that's huge, because this program is just so valuable. It's worth gazillions of dollars as far as your health is concerned, as far as keeping your career intact, as far as spending quality time with your family, all those things that are so important to you to keep your lifestyle running at a beautiful pace. Omada has got it all together, and they're giving you an opportunity to put the brakes on diabetes.
Thank you so much, Natalie, for being on, and we look forward to having you in the future. I think we want to repeat this message, the health coach we had on, Michelle, she was wonderful and as involved. I mentioned on the show a couple of weeks ago that I've never seen a more dedicated group than the diabetes educators. And in talking with Michelle, the health coach, she was equally engaged. And she talked about a driver. He was retired. He couldn't get out of his house. And she coached him. He lost all the weight. Now he's walking and healthier than he's ever been.
You know, you guys, and I can tell it just by the way you answer the questions, by your passion on everything, but you guys really, really love your jobs now, don't you, Natalie?
We do. We do. And as you were just mentioning, the health coach at Omada, she's actually been with Omada since the very beginning. So we have some really educated individuals helping these truck drivers and others out there that are facing some of these challenges and difficulties with prediabetes. So we're here to help. We're really excited to try and reduce the number of individuals with prediabetes and offer this great program that, once again, is evidence-based. The research has been done. It's effective. We can reduce someone's chances of developing type 2 diabetes.
That's right. And that Omada party we're going to have in Nashville, Tennessee, is going to be all about life and happiness in life and healthiness in life, because they took the cue and went and signed up for the program, and now they're feeling better than ever. That's for sure.
And y'all stay tuned.
We're gonna make a difference.
That's right.
We're gonna let y'all talk to the health coach coming up soon. So look forward to having you again, Natalie, and thanks a lot.
And we'll talk soon, Natalie. Have a great
Thank
day. God
you.
Bless. All righty.
You guys too.